Lori Didica and her friend are avid hikers, but things took an unexpected turn on a winding downhill remote rugged trail in the Cape Breton Highlands. After a few kilometers into the trail surrounded by thick woods, she lost her footing and heard a sound no hiker, or anyone else for that matter, wants to hear. It would be the start of an hours-long tormenting experience.
I stepped on a rock that it was tilted downward to the left. Quite a large rock. I stepped over a whole bunch of other rocks, hadn't been an issue. And my foot just slipped. So I realized my other foot was off the ground by then. My foot slipped and I knew I was going down hard. I gripped, hit the ground, and then my foot hit another rock that was at the base of the rock that I slipped from. And my ankle just popped immediately. Big snap, and I just fell over, and oh my God.
Her friend patched her up as much as possible. Their position was too remote to connect for help with their cell phones, but they did remember passing other hikers going in the other way, closer to civilization.
We had passed them about 15 or 20 minutes prior, and they were the only other car in the parking lot. So once Sheila got me settled, she splinted me up so that I was more stable. And she ran off and ran up the hill to go find this couple. And she ran the whole way. And I don't know how she did it, but she did. She was running on adrenaline too, I think. And because I said, there's no way I can walk out of here. Like we're down at 5 kilometers. I couldn't climb 5K. So I couldn't move even. So she went up, got help from them because none of our phones had like the satellite capacity. I tried the SOS on my phone, but it didn't work. That's something I'm looking into, making sure I have satellite capacity going forward.
That meant Didick had to stay alone for a while in the dense forest, miles from home, in excruciating pain. At times, she felt like giving up.
This is where I had to dig so deep. I mean, this is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. And I kept, my mind was going to go toward, oh my God, how is anyone going to get here? What if I'm here for the night? What if I die here? I can't withstand this pain for that long. And, animals, I don't know.
Finally, her friend returned after being assured the other hikers would notify the authorities. But how long did they have to wait for their rescue?
She ran back down and then she just started cutting down boughs in case we had to stay for the night. Because at this point it was after 5 o'clock, probably 5:30. It started to get darker in there when you're under the trees. And so she was cutting down boughs to keep me warm, covering me up and making sure I drank and got some sugar in me. And so I could, she's like, yeah, that's to try to stabilize me and keep me from dehydrating or going into worse shock. And yeah, I went through yelling out mantras, crying to all the possibilities.
The rescue mission for Lori and her friend was no easy task. It was near impossible to reach them by aircraft, but eventually the emergency teams arrived.
The rescuers had trouble even getting satellite reception because of all the trees. So it was even hard for them to get satellite reception to call in the helicopter. So it's just like 6 kilometers down, all tree by the trees by a creek. And it's not till you get to the bottom. I mean, I was kind of out of it. I never saw it fully. One day I will go back to actually see it in daylight. But there are campsites down there. And so the helicopter was going to land at one of those campsites. So they needed to get me, like it was a little over a kilometer to get down the rest of the hill, the rest of the trail. To get me there. So, and that's what they did. They strapped me in. I can't remember what the first responder called it, but there's a special seat. But I mean, there were guys coming in and coming in. I couldn't believe all the emergency response.
Lori was immediately taken to hospital for surgery and she was released a few days ago. Coast Radio asked her if her hiking days are over and her response reveals that she learned something about herself.
They are not over, okay. I did have some time, moments in some of this going, oh, how am I ever going to hike on this again? is it over? And then I'm actually pretty determined person. I can be a bit of a pain in the ass sometimes, but it'd be like with this, I'll be doing my work. Isometric exercises, I've already kind of looked into that. So as soon as a physio says I can go ahead, I'm doing that. I mean, I'm taking a holistic nutrition course, so I'm going to be looking into all the things that are going to help me heal up well. And I think facing our fears, that's one of the biggest things I learned here too. That's what makes us grow.
Some of the rescuers are with the Shetty Camp Volunteer Fire Department. They didn't respond to an interview request, but in a Facebook post, they say the rescue was extensive in time, lasting approximately 6 hours, and due to the great leadership and great decision-making by the members, the patient was successfully rescued from the trail. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.